Like me, you're probably experiencing nagging anxieties about staying safe in these days of sheltering in place. Will I find toilet paper today? Am I protecting myself enough when I bring groceries into the house? Did I remember to disinfect my hands after pumping gas yesterday? Where in the world am I supposed to find these protective masks? But a much broader and significant issue for me at this stage of COVID-19 is leadership. Leadership that can secure the future of our well-being as individuals, families, and a healthy nation. I know that leadership theories and training can vary greatly, but I have found in my leadership work a common denominator of leadership excellence. I call it maturity of selfhood. In a nutshell, this is a leader who is secure as a person, who knows her strengths as well as what triggers negative reactions in her. It is someone who is passionate about new possibilities, but tempers this by listening to ideas and critiques from others. Above all, effective leaders take responsibility for their actions, correcting perspectives and actions that are not helpful. My husband describes an effective leader as a person who makes it plain that he does not have all the answers. By so doing, such a leader respects others and learns from them, thus being open to compromise in order to move society toward genuine solutions that benefit all. How would you describe a leader who personifies a maturity of selfhood? I'm Connie Serafin, and that is my perspective on effective leadership.